Simin Kufayin Hey. Halachas of Dine Birchas Ateva Mita Veliyah. Chaim Dorfman and Shaya Landau, we're going to a two people that live in the same block, we're going to a neighbor for the firm Suda. And Shaya is carrying a waffle maker to the firm Suda. He says, what are you doing? He says, this is Shalach Manas, you know the Malaysia Levi is that whether or not you can be used to Shalach Manas, if what the reason is to be Marvireyes, maybe you don't have to give food. Supposed to give food, you're not supposed to give something that makes the food. So this has no shakas whatsoever. The reason I'm bringing a waffle maker is because I remember last year I came, and he's busy making hatreva meitivs, and I think that it's probably a bracha levatala. So I'll give him a waffle maker, and he'll make the hatreva meitiv on the waffle maker, and it'll pass up to wine, whatever it is. Says Chaim, he says that you don't have to do that b'chlal. What I do is, I just have in mind, b'shas that I make the hatreva meitiv a benching to pass up to wine. And that passes up the Hatreva Meitiv. He says, you do drink before you start coming to the Suda? Or you, what shaykhs does one after the next? He says, then why don't you just, b'chlal, what's the nidrin? Why does our host always make Hatreva Meitiv? So decided to open up a Shulchan Aruch and find out what it says. Vashtet. So in Kufayin Hei, it says that there's kama tnoim to be able to make Hatreva Meitiv. And this is why some people don't always make Hatreva Meitiv. Though there are others that do, certainly. However, this simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah seems that there is kamatanoim. First of all, it has to be that the second wine is not garuah from the first wine. It's not worse than the first wine. Mistama, we say that it's not. Unless it's white wine, ukadema. But in general, we don't presume that it is. But if you know that it is worse, you would not make atayva meitiv. It's also dafk if you still have left part of the wine from the first bottle. If you finish the first bottle, and that's why you brought out a second bottle, it's not atayva meitiv. That's not considered a ribu yayin. Because you finished the first bottle. The third thing is that you didn't make a break priagafen on the second bottle. But if somebody brings a bottle of wine from outside of the house and you didn't know that it was there, and now you're making a break priagafen, we don't connect the second wine drinking with the first wine drinking. Because you're making a new break priagafen. It's kilu like a new suda kilu. It's another bracha, and we don't connect it except on Leila Seder, the Sharatian says. Even though you're making a break priagafen every cup, there, lachur, it's the reason why you're making a break priagafen is not because it's not connected, because each one is a bracha bivneasma, mitzvah bivneasma. But generally, without that, then we say if you're making a new Brei Priagafen, you do not make a Hatreva Meitiv. The fourth reason, the fourth Tanai is, the Mishnah Berurah says, it can't be in the house at the same time. But if it's in the house at the same time, then he... Das alechem chamudas k'shehim beveisoy b'shas birchas brei priagafen v'dayte l'shtoisem k'munach lefanav al shulchan dami v'ein tzarich levarach birchas hateva meitiv v'sarich bras lachol. Myself alechem chamudas holds that even if it's in your house and wasn't on your table together, nevertheless that's enough of reason not to make it. Your das is on both of them, therefore you don't make. And the fourth and the fifth is that two people have to drink from both of the wines. Memela, so where is the ever? Is there a case that you ever make hateva meitiv? If it came from out of the house, you're making a Brei Priagafen. If it came from inside of the house, so then it's really considered as if it was on your table before. You don't make a Brei Priagafen. This is a Sharat Sin. I found the case for you. If you have a cellar, who doesn't have a cellar? If you have a cellar, and you have the wine in the cellar, and it's outside of the house, and you knew about it, but it wasn't inside the house. Your cellar is outside the house, and you knew about the wine, so you don't have to make a Brei Priagafen. In such a case, that's when you have to make a Hatreva Meitiv. Question is, so why is the host making a Hatreva Meitiv every time? Why is the host making a Hatreva Meitiv every time? So the truth is that there's really a big problem with Lechem Chamudas. Lechem Chamudas says that if it's in the house together, you don't suffer Baras Lahakol, and you don't make Hatreva Meitiv. In the very next Sif Katan, the Mishnah Berurah says, but if you have two bottles of wine in front of you, and you made a bracha, Brei Priagafen, and the worst wine, then just make Hatreva Meitiv on the other wine. Now with that, he says if you have two bottles in front of you on the table, and you're not sure which one is better, which one's worse, take two off of the table, and then make a guffin, bring the second one to the table, make Hatreva Meitiv. What are you talking about, Mishnah Berurah? You just told me once I've got them beforehand that you don't make a Brei Priagafen, you don't make Hatreva Meitiv if they're both in the house. When we learned this, just about everybody asked this question. All the Mechabris Ma'anenu asked this question, and a few of them give the answer that the Pshan and the Lechem Chamudas save Hatreva Meitiv, and others. The Pshan and the Lechem Chamudas means that if ever you have two bottles of wine in your house, and your das is to drink both of the bottles, then Medina, you have to make the Brei Priagafen on the better bottle of wine. That's like any dini kedima. Always, if you have two things, you're supposed to make it on the more chaviv, on the better one, on the more chashiv one. Memela, it's never going to be negeah to make atovi meitiv if you have two bottles of wine in your house. Always making your brei priagafen on the better bottle of wine. But if you go ahead and you made for whatever reason, because your wife can't stand dry wine, and therefore you make kiddush on the cheap 13 shekel bottle of wine that she loves, and therefore she made a breit megafen on cheap wine, and then somebody brought out a 100 shekel bottle of wine, dry geshmaka wine, that you can't get down, that tastes better, and it's more chashuv wine than in such a case, according to that. But it's not clear in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah doesn't want to say it. That's why some people don't ever make out Tevim Meitiv. Some people always make out Tevim Meitiv. Anytime you make a Kiddush, you bring in a better bottle of wine, you make out Tevim Meitiv. For Mela, the Baal HaBayis didn't make the Tevim Meitiv because he goes that anytime that you have, for whatever reason, you made a Brei Pirag offering the worst bottle of wine, you can make out Tevim Meitiv the next bottle of wine. Lamais, the next guy says you can't. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. So Mela brought a waffle maker. And the third guy says, the Mishnah Berurah, if you're having a better wine for benching, before the Suda, during the Suda, you had one wine. And after the Suda, you have another bottle of wine. You're benching on another type of wine. He says, even if it's better, you don't take it, make Atayva Meitiv. Why? Because your Atayva Meitiv of benching patterned the wine. Now, if a person has in mind, Bishas, let's say he forgot to make Atayva Meitiv, and he catches himself as he has the wine in his throat, in his mouth. It says in Mishnah Berurah, you can make Atayva Meitiv afterwards. Since you remembered while it's in your mouth, you can make Atayva Meitiv afterwards. So we see there's such a thing as making Atayva Meitiv afterwards. If so, we welcome Safik, the whole apostle, to have in mind by the Tevim Meitiv that should also part of the one.